No matter what's on your plate or your mind this holiday season, the UPS Store wants to help. With our pack and ship guarantee, we're helping gifts arrive safely to guarantee more.
They know me so well. Picture perfect gifts.
We're helping guarantee more smiles with our pack and ship guarantee. If we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Stop by your local the UPS Store for holiday help shipping holiday gifts. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Products, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details.
Welcome back, adventurer. The hearth is still warm, but there's a strange tingle of thorn in the tavern air tonight. The card that is drawn tonight is familiar, but she is turned on her head. Last time we basked in the warmth of the Empress, her care, her beauty, her bounty. But every garden, if untended, grows wild. Every kindness, if unchecked, smothers. Let me tell you what happens when the harvest goes too long unclaimed. Tonight, we meet the Empress reversed. Years after my last encounter with the Empress, I found myself in the same area, and I thought to myself, I should find that clearing. I hoped to thank the woman who had saved me. On my way, I picked some flowers. I still had some bread. And I prepared for her a song. But as I grew closer to that glade, I had noticed various changes. The trees were now choked with vines. A brook had overflown and turned to mire. Flowers bloomed out of season, bright but very brittle. At the center of this overgrown glade sat the Empress, her hair tangled with overripe fruit, her eyes weary. You brought gifts, but do you bring need? I told her no. I only bring gratitude. She turned away from me. Then I am not for you. I tried to speak, but the moment sound came from my mouth, the ground cracked beneath me. Roots pulled at my boots. The air grew heavy with this sweetness so thick that it soured. I turned and tried to get away from this place as quickly as I could. You see, I had come to give thanks. But it felt like she only saw it as a burden. The Empress Reversed speaks of excess, of depletion, or imbalance in giving and receiving. Maybe you're giving too much to others, too much to work, too much to a project, and forgetting to nourish yourself. Maybe you're not giving at all. Perhaps your creativity is blocked, your inspiration is dulled, or your care is turned inward too sharply. She can signify smothering love, overbearing relationships, or a disconnect from nature. A disconnect from your own body. What once nurtured may now overwhelm. She asks you, are you overgrown? Are you underwatered? Are your roots choking themselves? In readings, the Reversed Empress often calls attention to self-worth. Are you measuring your value only by what you produce or by what you give? You may feel burnt out, creatively stagnant, or emotionally unfulfilled. Or you may be pouring your energy into something or someone that simply can't or won't return it. She also warns of neglect. Neglecting yourself, neglecting your health, neglecting your space. It's a sign of someone who has forgotten they too are a part of the garden. Sometimes it's not about doing more, it's about doing less and letting the earth lie fallow for a season or two. It reminds me of this one time that I tried to tend a garden for someone that I loved. I watered it every day, even when it rained. I shielded it from sun. I sang to it until I lost my voice. But the plants grew pale and thin. I had overdone it. I had loved it too hard, too loud, too constantly. And in doing so, I left no room for it to grow on its own. The Empress Reversed reminds us that love is not control. Care is not constant attention. And sometimes letting go is the deepest form of nurture. Well, adventure, it's time for us to leave the garden. Next time, we will draw a card that is cloaked in armor and clarity. The Emperor stands at the gates, ruler of stone and structure, offering order where chaos once bloomed. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Hey there, listener. Jared here. Before we close out this episode, I just want to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending some time with me here at the Tarot Tavern. Now, this podcast is a real labor of love. It's just me behind the scenes, doing the writing, the recording, the editing, and everything else that brings this podcast to life. So truly, every listen, every share, every kind word, it really does mean so much to me. Now, if you've been enjoying the podcast and want to help support it, I've set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. No spaces. Think of it like a virtual tip jar with some bonus perks. Your support helps cover production costs and gives me more time to keep creating content for you. You can find the link in the show notes as well. And whether you're able to support financially or not, just knowing that you're out there listening is already a huge gift. Now, I want to give a special shout out to those amazing folks that are help keeping the lanterns lit here at the Tarot Tavern. Lars, if you have joined the Patreon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't yet, or you're still thinking about it, just know that I would love to have you as one of the patrons that joins me in the Tarot Tavern, and I'll make sure that your name gets listed on future episodes. That's it for now. I'm grateful that you're on this journey with me. Take care, and I'll see you next time.